News you can trust. Opinions that matter. Now, Ben Fordham comments.
Well, the writing's on the wall. Net zero and the transition to renewable energy could be the kiss of death for the Prime Minister and his government. Aussies are losing faith. This is not me saying it. A new survey has found that only 53% of people feel positive about the transition to renewables. Now, you might say, so what? Well, here's why it's important. That's down from 70% in August of 2022. It's gone from 70% to 53%. So that's a big shift in less than 2 years. And can you blame people for changing their minds? At the last election, Labor promised to reduce energy bills by $275. Our bills have gone up by more than a third. For Ausgrid customers in Newcastle, Sydney and Gosford, power bills have gone up by 34% since 2022. The average annual bill in these areas is now over $2,500. Before the last election, Anthony Albanese told everyone the power prices were coming down.
It will mean cheaper power for homes and businesses.
$275, $275, $275,
$275,
$275,
$275,
$275,
$275.
We all remember it, but here's the state of play. For Labor to have any chance of meeting that promise, energy companies will have to reduce the average household power bill by $1,200. So good luck with that. It's not going to happen. It was never going to happen. And voters aren't the only ones losing faith. Investors have had enough too. The latest figures show that spending on large-scale renewable energy projects fell by 80% in 2023 compared to the year before. The Clean Energy Council says investment in big solar and wind projects dropped from $6.5 billion in 2022 to just $1.5 billion in 2023. That's a 77% fall. The world isn't buying the PM's net zero spin. Labor has been flying around the world trying to convince Western countries to pay green premiums for our exports. So this is our argument, even though we're losing it. The argument is that Australian commodities, whether it's gas or nickel or iron ore, have produced more sustainably than commodities in China, Indonesia or Russia. So Australian exporters should be paid more. But again, it's not going to happen. It was never going to happen. It's about the price, stupid. Woodside Energy Chief Executive Meg O'Neill says gas buyers are refusing to pay more for low carbon gas. And you're not going to be shocked to know that they want the best deal they can get. Labor's policies around cars are all over the shop too. The Automobile Association has just released some modelling. It shows by 2029, half of all new utes sold would need to be electric if Labor is to reach its emissions reduction goal. It also found that to reach this level, EVs would need to be a lot cheaper than their rivals. Again, it's not going to happen. It was never going to happen. The Energy Minister, Chris Bowen, is losing the fight. The big car brands are telling him to delay the introduction of fuel efficiency standards, which are due to start next year. They say car costs are going to go up. But the minister is pushing back and he's claiming, and you'll think, hang on, I've heard this before, some drivers will save money through reduced fuel costs. Chris, we've heard all this before. You said the same thing about power prices. You must think we have no memory. It's no wonder the punters are losing faith. You can have your say. Our number 131873. You can email Ben at 2gb.com and the text line 0460 873 873. Here's another example worth mentioning that kind of falls in the same ballpark. Financial results for the greenest super fund in the country, UniSuper, have just been released. This year, UniSuper's Global Environmental Opportunities Fund has lost $700 million, or a third of its value, on the back of weakness in the EV market. Its investment in Tesla is down 33%. Its investment in the solar company Solar Edge Technologies is down 72%. Its investment in an EV battery maker down 31%. And these are the types of companies the PM is trusting to re-engineer the energy grid.